look. Honey, you wouldn't hurt me, would you, sweetheart? Sweetheart, be reasonable. After all, we're married.
Consider that a divorce.
Attention. What's so funny? March.
Do it.
I'm serious. Stop fucking around. March. That's it. March. Face right. Face right. March. Face right. March. Face right. March. Face right. March. March. Okay, that's enough. Stop.
This is not the ending. You haven't read it yet.
Came in this afternoon?
Yes. How did you get here so fast?
We've been monitoring all admissions through police and paramedic channels. This one fit the symptoms.
You think he's one of them?
Well, Mr. Saperstein, I promise you, that's what I'm here to find out.
Things must be getting pretty bad out there to bring you fellas in.
Is this it?
Yes.
Did you make any requests?
Just one. A single black crayon.
John?
Hang on.
My name is Dr. Wren, and I'm going to try and get you out of here.
After all my redecorating? No, I think I'll stay.
There's a guard with a pair of swollen testicles who swears you wanted out of here.
Oh, yeah. I changed my mind.
I see. The crosses are a nice touch. They'd almost have to keep you in here once they'd seen these, wouldn't they, John?
Got a smoke? You're waiting to hear about my them, aren't you?
Your what?
My them. Every paranoid schizophrenic has one. Them, a they, and it. And you want to hear about my them, don't you?
I want to know how you got here.
Think about it. Things are turning to shit out there, aren't they?
I'm so terrifical, I even had my own toll-free number. 1-800. Unbelievable.
Fans, sir. Trevi Love, Sable. You see that kiss the man gave her last week? She's got something to say here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, now I would like to introduce to you the World Wrestling Federation champion, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Well, Sable's going to conduct this interview and listen to this ovation.
I know you're not out here by yourself just for no reason. There's got to be something going on, and I'm going to tell you right now what I want you to do, and I don't know if you've ever done this before, but I want you to go right back there and give Vince McMahon a message. What you do is you take your little finger and you stick that one up just like that.
What?
And when you see Vince McMahon, stick that in his face and tell him this bird is from Stone Cold.
What kind of a message, JR, is that to teach a lady like Sable? That's disgusting.
You say I'm a marked man. Well, hell, if I am a marked man, I ain't hard to find. So if there's anybody out here
watch it
playing around under the ring, all you got to do is come on out here, because Stone Cold Steve Austin is ready to beat somebody's ass.
I thought he was coming over here for a minute. Where's Kane? That's what I want to know. Where is Kane?
I want to know if you're going to accept the challenge, Austin. Are you chicken?
To Kane, I say this. I accept your little stipulations on your match.
Accept!
I'll accept any kind of match you want to throw at Stone Cold Steve Austin, because I've bled before. I ain't afraid to bleed again. But when you put this son of a bitch on the line...
Accept it, JR!
Yeah, I knew that he would. He's not going to back away.
Your big dead ass belongs to Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, we'll see about that.
Oh, it's going to be nasty in Pittsburgh on pay-per-view.
First blood.
Let me tell you something. You say that if you don't win the WWF title, you'll set yourself on fire.
He said it.
I'll tell you something right now. If you're dumb enough to set your ass on fire in this ring, you can bet your bottom dollar that Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to bring all the marshmallows, all the hot dogs,
what? And
all the beer.
Are you going to make a picnic?
It don't make a damn to me. You can be the human campfire, and I'll sit around and watch you burn all day long. And if you start to go out, you can rest assured that old Stone Cold will be right there to throw another log on the fire.
Oh, God!
There he is!
Here we go!
It's Kane! These two may not wait until this Sunday night.
Here we go!
At the King of the Ring.
You saw the fire, Stone Cold. Get ready for some more of it.
What's Kane going to do now? He's going to come down here and fight.
More fire!
Austin is ready to fight here.
Oh, what?
What? What the hell
is that? Look at this!
My God, what is that? Austin is covered! What is that?
Oh, my God! Austin's standing in a pool of...
Austin, get some in the blood, you will be for real.
He just said this Sunday, the blood on you will be for real! What else does this monster, oh God, what else does he have in store for the WWF champion? This is going to be something, JR. This Sunday, you got a preview right there of what Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to look like. My God, what is Kane capable of? What in God's name is going to happen?
every woman he sees. There's always some kind of woman that's putting him up a tree. Now that kind of man he ain't got as much sense as a mute. You know every woman don't love you. They're just playing you for a fool.
Woman, it's not hard for you to understand. True love can be such a sweet harmony if you do the best that you can.
Just as well to get your hand, let that woman be. But men ought to make good husbands, quit trying to lead a fast life, going about dressing up other women, and won't put clothes on his own wife.
True love can be such a sweet harmony if you do the best that you can.
About to really make a weapon out of that as he was going to wrap that strap around the fist, and he does. The leather strap right around the fist of Rick Rude, and Paul Jones, he's loving every moment of it. Oh! is one thing for certain. Rick Rude doesn't look like he's any stranger to a strap match, Johnny. Looks like he knows exactly what it's all about. An outstanding athlete. A tremendous wrestler. And in any match, he's an extremely dangerous individual.
He looks now that he's going to
try it. That's two of them. Wahoo hooked the bottom rope. Stopped him for a moment.
Well, that will end that tour, and Rick Rude would have to start all over now and still touch all four.
Now to tie the battle beginning to turn a little as it's Wahoo who has Rude in the corner. Adding insult to injury.
He is mine. Take my tumble.
You are watching Cable 10, Aurora, Illinois Community Access Channel.
Okay, it's Friday, it's 10:30, it's time to party. I'm your excellent host, Wayne Campbell. With me, as always, is Garth.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth. Okay. Okay, summer's over.
All right, yeah, and a lot happened.
For example, the Iraqis may or may not have nukes. People everywhere are recognizing the Balkans.
I couldn't even pick them out in a crowd.
Who are they? That girl with huge snoobs, you know, holding the fire hose in that Warrant cherry pie video, married the lead singer.
No way.
Hawaii. Okay, so we give you the best and worst of the summer of 91. Woo, okay,
all right.
Okay, best international news event of the summer. The ill-fated coup d'etat in the Soviet Union.
Excellent.
You know, I just wish I'd been there for that failed insurrection so I could turn to somebody and say, what a coup.
It's such a cool word, like, hey, Wayne, there's a party tonight.
Coup. Hey, and Garth, babes will be there.
Coup d'etat. All right, worst magazine cover story. People Magazine, Patrick Swayze, sexiest man alive.
As if. I mean, he looks like something they ate and dropped. I'm serious. I mean, have a look at that noggin.
He's got a humongoid melon, man.
Look, his head has its own weather system.
That's right. Small asteroids are sucked in by its gravitational pull.
That's a major
Big
noggin.
Head.
Come on. All right. Best magazine cover, Demi Moore on the August Vanity Fair. Exactly. We applaud her tasteful display of natural beauty. We thought it was very appropriate.
Not.
What is this? Hey, Demi Moore, how about a little Demi less? I mean, we don't have to see it.
Hey, no offense or nothing, but, you know, she looked pregnant.
You have an astute command of the obvious. Hello.
Okay, best national news story. The confirmation hearings of Judge Clarence Thomas.
Didn't see it. Okay. Best new fragrance. Elizabeth Taylor's White Diamonds. Elusive, mysterious. The fragrance dreams are made of. Okay.
Right. Okay. Okay. Worst new fragrance.
Egoist! Egoist!
What the hell is that? What's that? Is it all part of a Fellini summer?
Yeah.
What is that?
It sucks.
Sucks donkey.
Sucks rhino.
Sucks bronto.
It sucks blue whale, the largest animal to ever exist on the planet Earth.
It sucks that blue whale's father. All right. Worst chick movie of the summer. Thelma and Louise. I mean, the movie had... Well, come on, it had such a simple message. Men bad, women good.
Tell you, man. No, that movie was evil, man. It was evil.
Okay, come on.
It was evil.
Take your Ritalin, man. Come on. I believe Freud called it vagina dentata. Which, actually, now that I hear it, sounds a lot like the fourth album by The Police. But I digress. Okay, scariest chick in a guy movie.
Linda Hamilton, T2.
Hold on, do we got a picture of this? Hello?
Yeah.
Manly, yes, but I like her too.
Swing! Okay, close off the repeated phrase in a summer rerun.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night! We'll be right back.
Back here in Boston at the Garden, Saturday night, February the 8th, the World Wrestling Federation, and the drama truly unfolds. In this gigantic main event, Bruno Sammartino, Rowdy Roddy Piper, within the confines of a 15-foot-high steel cage, and Rowdy Roddy Piper, I can see it on your face. There's got to be tremendous concern regarding this one.
Concern for what? Garbage, man? Concern for a bunch of people in Boston never had enough guts to do nothing themselves, man? Concern for taking a poor innocent person like myself and putting him in a cage, man. I'm supposed to be concerned for that. Putting him in a 50-foot steel cage, and the only way that I'm supposed to get out is to go over the top of the cage and fall onto the floor, 23 feet, count the apron. I'm supposed to be concerned about that, man. No, it don't concern me, huh? Don't concern me the fact that this guy who has nothing to lose, this piece of humongous garlic man, sitting there going to come in there with nothing to lose other than he's lost three fights to me, goes there screaming, crying to his little baby promoters, saying, oh, please give me Roddy Piper in a cage. I said, no problem with me. I'll go in a cage anytime I want to. Because you know what? I got my AC. All of a sudden, man, there ain't no ace. I says, what do you mean there ain't no ace? He says, ace is barred from the building. What do you mean he's barred from the building? He's my bodyguard. I pay him. I tell him where to go. He says, ace won't be in the building. We got cops at every door in Boston, and he can't come in. He can't buy a ticket. Now what you're doing in Boston is you're taking me, and you're putting me in a cage with an orangutan, and you're taking my bodyguard and sending him home to mummy. Why don't you go home to mummy? I don't want
Ladies
to
Ladies and gentlemen, he is beside himself, Roddy Piper, here on the 8th.
Chains, my baby's got me locked up in chains, and they ain't the kind that you can see. Cause I'm not free. Oh, these
My baby's got me locked up in chains. So sweet, I'd like to kiss them, but I can't break away from all of these chains. My baby's got me locked up in chains, and they ain't the kind that you can see.
Could be.
Yes.
How can you say that?
That wasn't the answer you wanted.
Couldn't you pretend to be like you used to be? Give me some comfort.
People break down into two groups. Experience something lucky, group number one sees it as more than luck, more than coincidence. They see it as a sign, evidence that there is someone up there watching out for them. Group number two sees it as just pure luck, a happy turn of chance. I'm sure the people in group number two are looking at those 14 lights in a very suspicious way. For them, this situation is a 50-50. Could be bad. Could be good. But deep down, they feel that whatever happens, they're on their own. And that fills them with fear. Yeah, there are those people. But there's a whole lot of people in the group number one. They see those 14 lights. They're looking at a miracle. And deep down, they feel that whatever's going to happen, there'll be someone there to help them. And that fills them with hope. See, what you have to ask yourself is, what kind of person are you? Are you the kind that sees signs, sees miracles? Or do you believe that people just get lucky? Or look at the question this way. Is it possible that there are no coincidences?
I was at this party once. I'm on the couch with Randa McKinney. She's just sitting there, looking beautiful, staring. Lean in and kiss her. And I realize I have gum in my mouth. So I turn, take out the gum, stuff in a paper cup next to the sofa, and turn around. Randa McKinney throws up all over herself. I knew the second it happened, it was a miracle. I could have been kissing her when she threw up. That would have scarred me for life. I may never have recovered. I'm a miracle man. Those lights are a miracle.
There you go.
So which type are you?
Do you feel comforted?
Yeah, I do.
does it matter? I never told you the last words that Colleen said before they let her die. She said, "See." And her eyes glazed a bit. And then she said, "Swing away." You know why she said that? Because the nerve endings in her brain were firing as she died. And some random memory of us at one of your baseball games just popped into her head. There is no one watching out for us, Merrill. We are all on our own.
Look at yourself. If you had a sense of humor, you would laugh to beat the band. And look at yourself. Do you still believe the rumor that romance is simply grand? Since you took it right on the chin, you have lost that bright toothpaste grin. My mental state is all a jumble. I sit around and sadly mumble. Fools rush in, so here I am, very glad to be unhappy. I can't win, but here I am, more than glad to be unhappy. Unrequited love's a bore, and I've got it pretty but for someone you adore. It's a pleasure to be sad, like a straying baby lamb, with no mammy and no pappy. I'm so unhappy, but oh, so
trapped like mice, rats. That's right. Don't hurt them right away. We'll let them think about it a little first.
On fire.
Hail to Dorothy! The wicked witch is dead!
Hail to Dorothy! The wicked witch is dead!
The broom. May we have it?
Please, and take it with you.
Oh, thank you so much. Now we can go back to the wizard and tell him the wicked witch is dead.
The wicked witch is dead!